Hi, this is Dave Kale, and welcome to this podcast. And today we're going to be talking about the priority of work in God's economy. Here's a quote from Genesis 3:15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. Now, in the simple verse, at the very beginning of man's tenure on earth, God sets a precedent for all of mankind who will follow Adam. We are to work, and that work involves interacting with God's creation, working it, and taking care of it. We work it by using the gifts and talents and skills that God has given us and applying them to the elements of creation in order to solve a problem or to benefit mankind or to bring a higher order of organization to the world. In Adam's time, the first problem to be solved was to create a language so he could talk about things with God and with his soon-to-be-created partner, Eve. Now, down through the ages, as mankind has multiplied and our knowledge of creation has expanded, the sophistication of our work has grown continually more complex and nuanced. Today, we're much more likely to create a cell phone app, develop a marketing plan, or lead a business, or accomplish one of the millions of tasks necessary for mankind to continue. Work is so important to God that it is the first thing mentioned regarding Adam and the first command to Adam. Humans are instilled with an aptitude for work and a propensity to seek it out. The drive to work, in other words, to interact with God's creation to solve problems and benefit mankind, is knitted into our DNA. And that places those of us involved in the leadership of business, it places us right smack in the middle of God's first priority for mankind. We aren't just about making money. We are significant players in God's plan for mankind, working out his challenge to us in our generation, applying our unique combinations of life experience, knowledge, wisdom, skills, and aptitudes to the problems we see around us. In so doing, we benefit mankind and bring glory to God. Just a little prayer. Thank you, Lord, for establishing within me the propensity and desire to work. Thank you for the life experiences you have given me, the challenges, the successes, and failures you have orchestrated in my life to bring me to this point. Thank you for the opportunity to do your will in my generation. Thank you, Lord, for work. That's it. Bye-bye.